Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger. I'm your host, Lenny Bloom, along with my co-host, the great American Judge Buster, Sherman H. Skolnick. Sherman is not here tonight. He's on assignment. Joining me as my guest tonight is Captain May of Ghost Troop. Captain May, welcome back to Cloak and Dagger.
Well, Lenny, always a pleasure to be back in touch with the home base. You've stuck with Ghost Troop throughout the busy summer season. Lord knows that summer season has lasted a long time. Wilma, you know, is just concluding the tail end of that with the Bush brothers getting together in Florida and pose and pretend like these were not weather weapons that were employed against the American Gulf Coast. So the farce goes on.
The farce goes on.
Keep the cameras.
Now, tell us about some history here. You're an expert in this area, Captain May. Give us some of the background on the overall modus operandi plan that the Bush gang crime media mafia had going, and explain what you were saying to me before we started taping.
Well, there are two parts of the whole war cabal. You notice that Colin Powell's assistant has finally begun to say between Cheney and, who was it? Oh, yeah, Cheney-Rumsfeld cabal. But the cabal is general, and it's dynastic on the Bush side. You've got Daddy George, who almost got to the presidency real easy by having Reagan assassinated on the 30th of March of 1981. And then later on you have Jeb. Jeb was actually being groomed to become the president back in 94. I get this from insiders in the Houston market. I was a high-end ghostwriter. I knew everybody.
Yep.
And he fell through. He blew the gubernatorial race. So the family business shifted towards George, and they set him up with a gubernatorial position in Texas.
Yeah.
Both events, by the way, were coded in movies. All these things have been foreshadowed by what's called stalking horse movies. This is a standard public affairs trick, or public relations, since it's civilian. That was True Lies, done by Fox Studio for Jeb's case, which was all about a very Al-Qaeda-like group planting a nuke off the Florida Keys.
Yeah.
Similar to the devastation that's been inflicted by weather weapons. That was probably a strategic goal going way back to the 90s. And then George, of course, was preceded with the movie Independence Day, which Lenny was marketed, for heaven's sake, as ID4.
Right.
And it was an ID4. It was an ID4 doomsday scenario where we had to become genocidal to kill totally evil aliens who knocked down two towers.
Yeah.
And in fact, when 9-1-1 happened, people on the scene who didn't know they weren't supposed to say it said, "My God, the tower's collapsing. It's just like Independence Day."
Right.
And of course it was.
Sure.
The coded movie. So the Bush family works along dynastic lines, and they're a mafia family. They're simply a mafia family. Their particular flavor of mafiosi activity is their Illuminatus particular variety Skull and Bones order, which to me is no different from South Houston street gang Southside Crips order. I mean, there's no difference between a high-level war cabal like the Bush boys, Illuminatus, and geopolitical hawks, and Christian fundamentalists, Zionists, really, and the what we call the nosy party, meaning the Zionist influence in the media, who are running the other half of the empire. The Bush boys do the muscle end of it, and the Zionist media runs the cover for them and propagandizes to make sure the public collaborates.
Yep, exactly. Now, yeah, go ahead.
Well, we've had storm after storm come through the South, and the whole thing is gonna come up at some point. There's so much disgruntlement and suffering on the Gulf Coast, Lenny. I'm getting stories about how Mississippi now is going to have danger of forest fires, is the highest in history, because all these knocked-down trees from Katrina are still lying about. Now they've dried out and they're deadwood,
uh-huh.
So their forests are likely to burn down. The people in Florida, the people in Cancun, the people in New Orleans, for God's sake, where the body count's still being suppressed and let trickle out a couple hundred a week. That body count's still going to go up to 10,000, Lenny, just like they were saying, but it outraged the public so much 2 months ago.
Yeah.
They stopped counting because the outrage was too great. These weather weapons have been employed regularly against the Gulf Coast. And the thing that's going to be great when it comes time for trial, and I hope it's by military tribunal, you know that I think that should be done, is that all these filmed broadcasts from Fox and CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS and NBC TV, all of these filmed interviews, all these filmed broadcasts are going to show that they were running propaganda, that they knew exactly what was going on, that they made efforts to conceal it from the public, and that they, in fact, ran things like numeric codes,
yeah,
signal events, items, icons.
Like Clinton, the pink-tie spy master guy.
They have done everything that the Nazi party press did to make Hitler's Reich work. They have done everything that the Soviets did. And, of course, you know that as a former Russian area intelligence officer, I spent a good amount of time, and the taxpayers spent a good amount of money teaching me how to know what I was talking about false propaganda media. I was an expert in this area during the Cold War, and all I did as of the War on Terror, so-called, was to apply the techniques that I knew the Russians and the Germans had used during their totalitarian people or periods to the American media and the techniques it's using. And it is doing everything that a propaganda instrument of a totalitarian tyranny always does. They run propaganda, they do spin control, they take surveys to try to see how well they're setting things up, they act as a sounding board for things that may go public, and they even carry code, script, numbers, items, icons. They'll do that kind of thing. And it's standard. It's what everybody does when they've declared war. And this media has declared war against the American people, Lenny. Right now they're setting up two things.
Well, the monarchy has declared war on its own colony, and it's time to sell it off and get as much as they can and strip it of anything and then take over.
You know, that was what I thought was one of the more diabolical things about the movie Independence Day. You realize what they did is they released it, ID4, again. They released it on July 4th. 7-4 means 11, their little signature thing.
Yeah.
But what they tried to do was to get Americans to think about a kill 'em all and let God sort 'em out,
scenario.
Space aliens, yep, movie instead of about the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
The Declaration of Independence has almost become a politically incorrect document. But I'll tell you what, if every American would go home and read that thing aloud to themselves, this whole situation would end very quickly, because it's all about articles of revolution against King George.
Yeah.
And if the shoe fits, Boy George should wear it.
Mad King George.
Mad King George. Well, he's using weather weapons on his own shores. He's setting up media events to keep his media gals embedded. He's keeping them implicated at all times. So today he went down to Florida to pretend like he cared about the people that he just had wiped out in property, if not in life.
He's
Cancun. Cancun is devastated. And you know what these people do, the most outrageous thing, Lenny?
Yeah.
They bring in broadcasts when things have gone so bad to point out that it was the problem of the people who got killed.
Yeah.
They immediately started showing us that black people were bad looting thieves and they really deserved to die because they were so corrupt it was their fault. And then the Florida people today, it's their fault because they didn't listen to the warnings. Except they did listen to the warnings, and the warnings told them to expect a Category 1-2 storm. But what the Bush boys did is kept that thing juiced up to Category 3-4 all the way across Florida.
Well,
or from one coast to the other. They've wiped these people out, and the media has the chutzpah to sit there and say that the fault is the fault of the people.
Well, it's imperial eugenics.
Right.
It's eugenics practiced by the imperial force, the families, the royal families, the royal aristocracies,
and
mostly the black nobility.
They've got these dynasts, these petty dynasties set up, the Bush dynasty being, I suppose, one of the stronger. But then you have these little shotgun dynasties, like Andrea Koppel and Ted Koppel. Both big wheels in the journalism area, with Andrea being his daughter. Let's take a big one. Andrea Mitchell, top international correspondent for CNN, one of the strongest voices in media. Well, she's married to Alan Greenspan, the king of finance, for God's sake. Judith Miller, who now we find out is a little Mata Hari. She's been betting. She showed what embedded media meant. And don't forget to take her example as representative for the whole prostitute corps. That's just what she did. You know, people are going to realize the way she was running around jumping in and out of beds with everybody up to Libby, showing what embedded media meant, are classic Mossad infiltration techniques. It goes back to Mata Hari. It goes back to the Old Testament. It goes back forever. Women who will do it to get positioned to be able to work on the behalf of foreign powers against the people she's betting, or the people who are behind the people she's betting, the American people.
Yep. And
what they're doing is standard. It's been infiltrated and turned into espionage. The media is an agent of espionage against the American people, up to and including the present day.
Yep. And
the moment.
And media and communism are both agents of the British Crown.
The roots go deep, Lenny.
And
who knows where they lead back to? I defer to you knowing so many more things.
We've got a wonderful Hegelian dialectic going on, and it's interesting to watch the effects of the synthesis. It's just a great thing. It's to be alive today. It's very exciting, and on the other hand, you've got great discoveries, but on the other hand, you've got tremendous evils and problems going on in the world.
Well, we'd be amiss and remiss, Lenny, if we didn't warn the people that the two things that the White House folks are trying to get the media to come back to, the folky, don't you know, the things we need to focus on are hurricane disasters and the pending avian flu. All this is, it's nothing but the political branch of the war cabal using the media to get the public ready for ongoing and future contingencies. Ongoing contingencies because they're planning another hurricane attack with Hurricane Beta.
I know, but you know, the one thing that they can do tonight, if they say, what is the one thing we can do, Captain May, tonight, and that is, turn off TV and get on the Internet.
Well, I'll tell you one thing along with that, because to take it one step further, call or write any media outlet and simply say, we know you've betrayed us. We know you're covering up. We know you're coding. Any word that makes it clear that you don't trust them, treat the media whores the way you would treat a cheating spouse, because that's exactly what they are. We've given them our confidence because they're pretty. They're pretty to look at, and they have smooth-sounding voices, and they're quick-witted.
They're cloaking the truth.
And what would they do is the media overlords pick the people who can most sell us this line of shit. And we take it because the people who are offering to us seem to be pleasant enough. And they are pleasant.
Like Bob Woodward and Larry King. They're all
oh,
just
God, yes.
Cover-up
God,
artists.
Bob Woodward
propaganda
wrote the book
geniuses.
The book people. He wrote the book Going to War. They brought in the Washington Post. They embedded Woodward right in the Oval Office because they wanted to get a great mythos book about how President Bush was so resolved and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, Woodward,
right now, Lenny,
Woodward's the president, for God's sake. He's the ONI. He's the British spy running the thing.
Well, when I see these guys now, what
Woodward.
I see is one media or political person after another trying to act like they're shocked to find out the Bush boys are thugs, gangsters, and using intimidation to run things. These people knew from the get-go what was going on. Both parties in Congress knew it was going on. The media, it couldn't have gone down without the media. 9/11 would have blown up if it hadn't been a pre-planned halftime show. And Bush was the perfect guy, man. He's the cheerleader. The only practical position he has held in any kind of serious institution has been as a cheerleader.
Yeah, Woodward's the Kissinger. He's the kiss of death.
Well,
the Kissinger.
All of them are a bunch of Mata-Haris, Kissingers, anything you want. They're covert agents working for alien national interests on the part of the Israeli government. Many of them are Mossad infiltrated. Or they're class agents working right now in a weather war where they're actually turning weapons against the southern coast to achieve vis-a-vis the poor trusting people of the south exactly the goals that they're achieving in the Middle East by attacking the Iraqis. They're removing people and property that's in the way from the development of resources. They're dispossessing and depopulating the South. And, Lenny, it just looks like it's going to be more to come. It looks like they're preparing Hurricane Beta down there. And there will be some kind of magic bullet trajectory leading it to exactly the place that would politically and economically help the treasonous coup d'etat of the Bush people, the tyranny. And on the horizon, they're starting to code the nuclear issue again, as if that were part of the judicial thing and not just code talk for deciding whether or not they want to false flag attack an American city and get the Al-Qaeda threat going again with that, or whether or not they want to bring avian flu over, a variant of the SARS threat that they held over the United States in February, March of 2003, right before the war. These are the same people, Lenny, playing the same tricks. But you know where they messed up?
Where?
They have gone further and further away from the norms of the common man's perception. As time has gotten worse and as the crisis of their coup has deepened because of their piss-poor management and their inability to do anything right, they're not even a good coup. And they've made it to the point that people are going to remember that it was summer until late October in the South. And people on the East Coast are going to remember that the water temperatures, when they were trying to go fishing, and water temperatures should have been 60 degrees, but they were really 75 degrees. And people are going to remember that weather systems set over New York and gave it the rainiest October in history. And weather systems set over the South. And the sheer weight of all the things that are nonsensical, non-scientific, and non-sustainable will further erode the credibility of this media. There are only so many times that people can be told that they didn't see what they saw and that what happened to them was their fault. They overplay that. They overplay that badly. But it's their best trick. Anyway, Lenny, that's a sad sum of things down here. And as always, I end with an exhortation, and this one is to all people who have sworn the oath of service to this nation. Remember that you took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the reason that was put there is because everyone back to the founding fathers and the heroes who fought the American Revolution knew that monarchy and tyranny were possible, and that if good men did nothing, another King George would rise up. And boy, didn't it happen. And don't think the name didn't have something to do with their little cult conspiracy. They love to think they can take the most obvious things and fool us and make schmucks of us. That's their edge and that's their pleasure.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much. You really hit the target tonight. And we appreciate, Captain May, your bringing us your wisdom and your great treasury of knowledge and understanding. And we look forward to having you back again, Captain May of Ghost Troop. It's an honor for you to join us here at Cloak and Dagger.
Well, continue to spread the word among yourselves. American patriots, rise up. You have nothing to lose but the terror that has been imposed upon you. This is not a global war on terror. This is a global war of terror, and the target is us. This is Captain May, Ghost Troop, out.
Read it yourself instead of asking the government why, because that will cause the propaganda to die. Good night, Captain May.
Good night, Lenny.